Hey everyone, I'm Emma Atkinson. You might have heard my voice on KRBD's Morning Edition or during other local news hours. I'm the summer news intern here. I've been in Ketchikan for about a month, and I've learned that it's a place full of stories and secrets. I've heard rumors, not-so-urban legends, and tales that seem just too weird to be true. So I'm gonna do a little investigating. Welcome to the first installation of Ketchikan Uncovered, a series during which I will dive into the intricacies of the first city and find answers to your burning questions. First up, let's look at how Ketchikan became Ketchikan. It's no secret that there are multiple theories about the origin of the city's name, but which one is right? Is it even possible to narrow it down to just one explanation? To find out, I first talked to David Kiefer, a bona fide Ketchikan historian who knows more about the town's history than I probably know about anything. I asked Kiefer, a freelance writer, how he came to be such a Ketchikan history buff.
So you are David Kiefer.
Yes.
And how do you know so much about the history of Ketchikan?
My great-grandfather came here in 1894. He was a miner. And So my mother's family has been here all that time. My father's family came here shortly after World War I to be fishermen. And till the end of her life, my grandmother referred to them as those blow-ins.
Though he's lived in far-flung places like Ireland, Boston, and Los Angeles, Kiefer says he's spent most of his time here in Ketchikan. He's always been a history guy. So kind of tell me, how did you learn all of this? Just by living here, by photosynthesis, or
I have always been interested in history.
Okay.
And I've always been interested in local history, and I've had some very good teachers who were very interested as well.
When I finally stopped making jokes about the process by which plants get their food, we got down to business.
So, tell me, I know there seem to be from my research so far, a lot of different explanations or backgrounds as to the origin of Ketchikan's name.
Yes. And it's virtually impossible at this late date, 120 years some later, to actually sort through them. We joke that there are about as many different variations on where the Ketchikan got its name as there are people in Ketchikan.
Kiefer tells me that, as far as he can tell, there are three commonly believed theories. The first and most common is that Ketchikan is a variation of a Tlingit word meaning the spread wings of an eagle. I'll let David take this one.
Ketchikan.
The second theory is that the name comes from a different Tlingit word, which means the white spots on a salmon.
Now, why that would be a name, it kind of relates to the whole idea of the circle of life, I've been told. And that, salmon come back to Ketchikan and they turn white in the creek and then they die and then more salmon come in the big cycle. So that's kind of a cool name.
The third explanation says that the Tlingit word kan means place or home. To get a second perspective on the history of the name, I turn to someone with a deeply personal connection to Ketchikan.
Joe Williams Jr., named after my dad, of course.
Williams was born in Ketchikan and raised in the neighboring village of Saxman. He's Tlingit. William's family has also been in Ketchikan a long time, much, much longer than Kiefer's.
My father's side of the family ancestry came to this location because of Ketchikan Creek.
Okay.
And we come here for literally thousands of years, arrive here by mid-June, remain here through the end of September.
William says his ancestors would work on the beaches of Ketchikan, catching and drying salmon. Eagles came to the beaches for the same reason, to catch and eat fish. And as the Tlingit fishermen got close to the eagles, they would fly away.
When you hear that whishing sound of the eagle's wings flying by you, in our Tlingit language, we'd say Ketchikan. And Ketchikan means the thunder and wings of an eagle. Earlier day settler phonetically spelled out Ketchikan to be Ketchikan.
Okay.
And that's how Ketchikan obtained its name.
This sounds pretty similar to Dave Kiefer's first explanation, right? I thought so, too. When I asked Williams about the other stories I'd read, mostly online and in Ketchikan guidebooks, he laughs.
But another explanation I heard is that it comes from Ketchikana, which means spread wings of a prostrate eagle.
Boy, that's a new one. That's a new one.
But you hadn't heard that one before?
I have not.
Interesting.
It's the first I heard of it. So
I just looked it up on the internet. Maybe somebody made it up for a tour book or something. Yeah. I still can't remember where I found that explanation. So which one is right? From what I've gathered, other than its derivation from a Tlingit phrase, there is no one correct answer to that question of where Ketchikan's name came from. Nothing verifiable, at least. But that's kind of how history is, right? Especially in small, very old communities like Ketchikan. Kiefer knows this, too.
And so much of Ketchikan's history is oral. So much of Ketchikan's history is anecdotal. I mean, this is, you know, You've heard the old line about, you know, when the story becomes better than the truth, print the story, or some variation on that.
Yeah.
Everyone in Ketchikan has a story.
He says it can be frustrating as a historian to not be able to nail down the exact history of a building or family or name, but I think it's kind of romantic. Like Kiefer said, everyone in Ketchikan has a story, and I'm here this summer to listen to and tell those stories. Thanks for joining me for the first installment of Ketchikan Uncovered. For KRBD, I'm Emma Atkinson.